Demi, energy floods through my body. I can feel red lightning crackling through my veins.
I feel like there's fire in my very eyes.
Uh-huh. I have a demon in me, and the only way to let it out is to start a podcast.
My heart is full of pure red. Man, full of pure lead.
Oh.
That's what I meant. My heart is heavy with exhilaration. And mourning.
Oh, okay. I am feeling crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
I'm feeling so crazy. I could race a wolf.
I can't. And this is unfortunate that I'm dovetailing into what I actually feel, but I am going to try and keep up the energy that I was saying with. I can't tell if I've always felt bad.
No. Well, sorry about your life, bud.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Well, I would have thought it was good, but that's fine. I guess I'll just continue being happy over here and you can feel bad over there.
Honestly, that sounds so good.
Really?
Well, just in terms of I don't want to be you being unhappy over there. Maybe we should get into, like, cricket. What about a two-person cricket team?
Fuck you. Oh. Fuck you.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Ugh. Ugh. Crickets, though.
Yeah.
We got Jiminy. We've got, what was his name? Hopper. That's two famous crickets. Now you name a third.
Okay.
Hopper from A Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah. And so the path should be cleared now that those two are out of the way for me to name a third famous cricket.
Any third famous cricket.
If I had to do it, and I do, God knows I do, I would have to name
the Cricket Maker 3, a stencil making and die cutting machine with ever so many fonts and projects to complete on your own in your home.
You love the cricket.
I've made a couple stencils. Pretty good.
I think it's cool. It's cool to be able to think up a design and then, like, put it on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, well, I'm now that thing I thought of is over here. And now it's someone else's problem.
Yeah, now you deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Finally, it's out of my head.
I care a lot. Don't tell them.
So
I don't give a care. I don't give a flip or a heck. And I don't care what you do with it either.
Oh,
I care so much.
I care so much.
I really don't want them to wreck it.
Me too.
Oh, I couldn't spare a thought.
Mm.
I can spare a lot of thoughts. I'm only thinking about this.
Really?
Mm.
I'm so impressed by you.
Yeah. I'm a really impressive gal, you know. I walk into a room, people say, how'd she do it? I say, I don't even think about it. That's how natural it is to me.
First off, yes, I woke up like this.
Yeah, first off, I woke up like this. I went to bed like this too. It doesn't change. I do not care. Everybody envies this, what I have right here.
Saying, yeah, I woke up like this. And everyone be like, yeah, we can tell.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's
put in some effort.
Not good.
I could have any one of you.
Hmm.
That's what I say to them. And I will.
Just so you know.
In succession.
This is like a Sultan looking at his harem for me.
Mm-hmm.
I could have every single one of you.
Or a Joyce looking at a bistro. Anything I want. All you can eat. Not the shrimp. You will be sick.
Yeah.
You will be sick. My nana got sick off shrimp. She couldn't stop herself. All those creamy shrimp. Why are you doing it to yourself again? It never goes well.
Is this real?
Yeah.
What bistro did you go to that your nana gorged herself on shrimp?
The Para Hills Community Club, where grandmas go to cry.
That's probably, like, I think part of that is your body would have that much of a terrible reaction to having that many separate forms of life.
Yeah.
In it.
And everyone's,
like, you're taking in too much essence.
And everyone's
you're overloading.
Touched everything and you've put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
They don't clean the forks properly. Always.
One or
time,
at all.
One time, not a joke. One time, not a joke. So the Para Hills Community Club. I got my cutlery laid on the table. There was not a small sliced bite of steak on my fork.
Wait. So it was already stuck on?
It was on the fork. After they had washed it.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've never encountered something like that.
And I guess it was like someone was at the end of their meal, they sliced off a bit of steak that was too big, bit it in half, and then were like, bleh. Then they like put the fork into a dishwasher that may as well be a granddad swishing the Listerine in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then put the steak fork back on my plate.
In all those places, yeah, there is this moment where you realize, like, oh, you guys are not replacing the dishwasher. And so this is essentially just putting it in a box to be breathed on.
Yeah.
This is not shifting any of the stuff. I was just about to say we should go to one of those places, and then I was like, I never want to go back to one of those places.
It's extremely depressing. We went once when we went to catch up with my family. We went to Adelaide, and we went to sort of, not quite one of those places, but close, like a weird pub dinner with a pokies right next to it. It was a fucking nightmare, because also my two shit little cousins, not cousins, nephews, what the fuck, my two grand cousins were just like screaming, and one of them, like I said something about like a worm or something, like a penis worm, and one of the little cousins was like, no, and bashed his fist on the table. And and then my sister was like, yeah, he really doesn't like you bringing up genitals. And I was like, you don't like me saying willy? You don't like me saying penis? And he started bashing on the table, and I was like, hey, bud, you're not my problem later.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if anything, just kind of committing violence against the sister.
Yeah, well.
Well.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, the feeling of realizing that, like, America, and to a lesser extent the UK, but, like, the places that I've been to don't have the pokies rooms in pubs, which are the most depressing places I think I've ever been.
Yeah.
You know?
Extremely, extremely depressing.
Just like a
actually
room
slightly
off the side of the bar that's full of slot machines.
Slightly less depressing than the bistro itself, though, I would say. I want to roll around in one of those casserole dishes in the lamb korma.
Well, at least in the pokies room, there's like some flashing sounds and lights.
Yeah, that's keeping me distracted, though. The bistro, it's like, and then there's the kids' room over there. No, there's no warmness to the lights, and everything will make you sick, but, you know, Crash Bandicoot is only slightly sepia tone from the old TV.
Oh, God, don't worry. One half of these controller sticks works.
Yeah.
The other one is kind of, like, limply rotating in a socket like a dislocated arm, and even touching it is going to make you feel ill. We've somehow plugged a Nintendo 64 controller into a PlayStation 1.
We've got a ball pit. Well, I didn't say balls pit, did I? Okay.
Yeah, he's looking at my ball in the pit. His life in there with the ball.
If you don't have more than one ball, you know it doesn't hide the child urine, so maybe you want to get a few more balls or clean the piss.
Yeah.
So...
By the way,
we did have a very empty ball pit at the Perilous Community Club at one point, but it was like a little paddle pool.
Are we talking like a paddle pool
little
where
blow
the
up paddle
ball
pool
porosity
the...
is so... There's you so see, few like, balls you can see the floor?
Most of the floor.
Man, that's so brutal.
Really bad. Because also kids would just steal the balls because they're like, oh, we're at the Perilous Community Club. We don't have good toys at home.
No, yeah. That's a real tell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that's reminding me of the place that... I think it engaged a part of my brain that I haven't felt like activated in a while, but over in Edinburgh, I think I talked to you about this, but Bally McBallison or Bally McBallface or some shit.
You're already tired of him.
It was a cocktail bar that also included an all-white ball pit.
That's right.
And it was...
And you can't take your drinks in the pit, so why would you ever get in the pit?
Get in the fucking pit! Get in the
I don't know what bit this is. Get in the fucking pit!
Them all just like... mosh pitting around all the little balls.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, it was.
Wouldn't you
like,
just do five shots and then get in the pit?
I don't know. I think they were like, oh, look, I don't fucking know. But the thing is, the whole place was a ball pit.
If I jumped in the ball pit, you know what I would do?
What?
I would jump as high as I could, then do the splits in the air and try and catch as many of those balls as I could. Then get out of the ball pit clattering and being like, I'm walking gently to the exit. And as soon as I get out there, buy myself a little blow-up kiddie pool, and then click, 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 click. Hey, guys, you can drink in this one. You're going to have to.
In fact, you have to, yeah.
Yeah.
It's compulsory.
Yeah. That's all right. The balls are quite dry.
The balls are quite dry compared to a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
The balls are honestly drier than they could be. Anyway, hop in, everybody.
Hop in.
Who's the birthday boy?
I could just turn myself upside down. Instead of getting the... Then I don't have to buy the little kiddie pool. Spinal issues, though, probably.
People just jump in.
In.
They'll be short-sighted,
And then someone finds a handle on the side of my leg, and they're like, what does this do? No. Flush. Slide really... They all get really skinny like a noodle and slide out of my mouth one by one.
Oh, spaghettifying.
Slither down the street, and then they're the Edinburgh worms. Maybe snakes, I guess. They wouldn't get that skinny. Edinburgh... The snakes! Why did we open this ball pit? Where did she get the flushing mechanism? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Demi, I've tracked every part of it and it all checks out.
Do you think they'd still be wearing like their little mini skirts as the snakes? Do you think the skirts would have sort of shrunk because of the spinning They would be spinning action.
They would just be pressed to their body.
Brars. And they're still skin coloured.
Brars.
Brars. And they've still got their arms and legs, but they don't use them because they only slither.
Yeah, they're pressed.
So they're not lizards. They're snakes.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
That's right, Tammy.
Then I guess I go back again and try and get more balls. Maybe catch a couple people. Maybe catch some of the smaller women, like, on the way down, you know, when I jump.
Yep.
But, of course, I'm going to have to wear a disguise this time on the way in, because otherwise the bouncer's going to get me.
No, you're not the non-identical twin of the lady who stole all the balls, are you?
Me?
Okay, never mind. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay!
Just, again, getting what you want by being annoying enough that they're like, I would rather.
I can't deal with this SpongeBob ass woman anymore.
I've had enough of this.
And then a wind goes past and they're like, that does sound quite like the sound of a wide open hole under a skirt.
Yeah.
That's just a ghost. Yeah, that's a ghost I brought with me. Okay, again, just please go inside.
Please get the fuck out of here. I work as a bouncer at a ball pit bar.
Mm.
What is the... I'm trying to bring to mind instances where I've been in a ball pit.
There's a place in South Australia. Fuck, what was it called?
Oh, we should go. But, like, what was the goal there?
What, of an adult ball pit?
Well, even a regular ball pit. I feel like as a kid, you can't have the ball pit be... the be-all and end-all. Because the ball pit is, like, so... it has to be part of, like, a larger playpen.
I tell you what it is. The ball pit, even when you're a kid, when there's a ball pit...
yeah.
It's the lesser version of a foam pit. Because those are really fun to jump into.
Yeah.
But you can't have a foam pit at, like, a playhouse because it's less a suffocating hazard.
Oh.
But under balls, you can breathe.
That's true.
So they're, like... jump in this, and you're like, woo, it doesn't feel, like, crushed some of the balls, and then it's not even that soft underneath, so,
yeah,
like,
yeah, I've kind of actually just, I've landed in such a way that my spine has been, like, sustained jostled. A direct jostle from the compacted layer of balls at the bottom.
I've been jarred.
Which are also kind of pressed in with, like, turds and wee.
I've been jarred. I feel like a pickle.
Oh.
Ooh, what would that be like?
I'm Pickle Demi.
Now, what's that?
Tom, come quick.
Tom, come quick.
Tom, come quick. Tom, I turned myself into a pickle.
I turned myself into a pickle. What are you going to do?
Oh, Demi, no.
You'd eat me. You'd eat me in a second.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen, Demi.
Yeah, it was really funny.
A thousand years, Tom. A thousand years, Tom and Demi.
A thousand years, Tom and Demi Pickle. Yeah. Can we have it?
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
That last guy can't have it anymore on account of all his stuff.
His stuff that he's got going on, which as far as I can tell was a lot.
He was doing...
some stuff, huh?
So much.
Too much, some would say.
He was doing like three different things that
were bad,
do.
And three different bad, like also quite annoying things.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny that he was also annoying about it?
Yeah.
Really funny.
It's really funny because like... often in those things, you don't have the scandal where in addition to being like a bad person, they're also provably unfunny.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that's always my favorite part of like a scandal where the leaked texts come out and you're like, wow, this guy had absolutely zero game.
It's really funny. Yeah. And like, he also like, I guess... he must have been charming at some point, right? Because he's given all this stuff. Like,
but that's the thing. I don't think you need to be charming to...
what did he need to be then? Think of Rick?
I guess, yeah. I think you have to be think of Rick.
I think I told you I had the Pickle Rick Maxi Bon ice cream sandwich.
Yes, you did. And it was a minty flavor, as I remember.
Yeah, it wasn't even pickle flavored. Like, I know it's not going to taste good, but make it pickle flavored.
Yeah, you have to lean into the bit.
Stupid.
So did the Pickle Rick Maxi Bon have, like, his face imprinted on it?
No, it was just green.
It was just green?
It was just green on the side where the ice cream was. The ice cream was green. Biscuit was all the same. Tasted so bad that the friend that we went to the 7-Eleven got it, tasted it, and we're like, ugh. And then he was like, I'm going to stand on the other side of the car park, see if you can hit me with it.
Hell yeah.
And I threw it, swear to God, like, I reckon like 50 meters overarmed it and got him right in the thorax.
Fuck.
So good. That's and so we both good. Went absolutely nuts. I was like, why the fuck didn't we film that? And he was like, because you were never going to get it.
The sound of a Maxi Bond hitting a person in the chest like, would be so fucking good.
And then like the just white, like,
yeah.
like I threw a dick at you cum mark on the front of his jumper. Really good. I threw a dick at you. And now you're mine.
We were watching John Wick 3 the other night, and there was a moment in John Wick 3 where the titular John Wick cuts off his finger, and there's a moment where he goes to remove the ring from it.
Yeah.
And I, just at that moment, I turned to Demi and I said, let me tell you how I would have fucked this up. And you immediately, you read me like a book. You said you would have grabbed the ring on the finger and been like, well, it's a shorter distance to pull it off the thick end.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have gone, and you would not have.
You would have milked your loose finger.
I would have yanked it so hard. And in doing so, I would have pulled all of the, I would have squirted all the blood out of the end. Like when you have like a needle, like a pinprick in a ketchup packet.
I tell you what, I would have done that. Because it's the only chance you're ever going to get to take your ring off backwards.
It's the only time.
Mm. And then that finger is trapped by love because it went on one end and came off the other.
Yeah.
That's why if you really love your spouse, you want to be trapped by their love forever, you put your entire body all the way through your wedding ring until it traps you from the other end.
Wow. And like, that way I'm always wearing it.
Yeah. Because you haven't taken it off. That's hard. Right. It's really hard to as well.
Maybe I should get like something attached to my – what if – oh, hey, this would be – cool to do. What if I got like a bolt like drilled through my finger so that I can't take off the wedding ring?
Yeah, I like that.
I guess I could take off the bolt.
I'm gonna put
but what if I put another ring on this to secure the bolt?
Ah, that's good. I like that.
Now we're thinking.
I'm gonna put a bolt through my neck so I can never escape your love.
Oh, yay. Me and Demi are getting a divorce because she won't enjoy my pitchfork and flaming torches collection.
They're threatening to me.
I know, and I don't know why.
And I'm green.
I'm green.
And yeah, I'm green.
Oh, man.
Am I going to get out of this one? I'm green.
Oh, brother.
Old brother.
Old brother.
Old brother. Igor, I'm green.
Frankenstein being like, I think I'm going to... Okay, here's my idea, Igor. I'm going to make a guy... But I'm going to make him out of dead guys.
Mm.
And Igor kind of being like, well, that just sounds like you're upcycling a guy.
That means hey, guess what? That kind of sounds like you're making a bigger dead guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Did you think of that?
Frankenstein was kind of the equivalent of those people who like post their TikTok reupholsterings of like classic bits of furniture.
Yeah.
But they just they paint it all white and ruin it.
Yeah. And then like distress it. And I was like, it was already distressed. And now I am too.
Yeah. Idiot. He was distressed as fuck, dude. He was dead.
Yeah. He was already dead.
Not only was he dead, he was like eight different dead guys.
I like to think that Victor Frankenstein got the... a torso of like a really big guy, but then the guy had like an outie belly button. He was like, blech. But the only one that he could find that he liked enough was pierced.
That's fun to think of Frankenstein finding out in his late in life that he has like a fucking tramp stamp.
Yeah. Hey, I'm crop top. I'm crop top Frankenstein. Check it out.
Yay.
Bling on the front, sting on the back. It's a bumblebee. Bumblebee tramp stamp.
Awesome.
Youch. Yeah. Didn't get too close.
A little bit more dangerous than the butterfly.
Yeah. But it can float like one, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Who would you want to be your Frankenstein? All right. Frankenstein ears. Who are you going with?
Oh, good question. I guess this is where you find out what you want with the whole thing. Probably like a dog.
You want dog ears?
For all the better to hear you with, my love.
Okay, so I guess they're going to the pet cemetery to get those. Oh, spooky.
Yeah.
I want
dog ears for my Frankenstein so he can hear his wife all the better. And I want a loving heart so that he can respect her as much as she deserves. Hugging arms to hold her, even on the coldest night. Nasty smelling balls. Keep her humble.
And a cock split right down the middle.
Oh, yay. Finally, She can indulge seeing what's going on there.
Well, I want my dick to be able to hug her cervix.
Oh.
What?
No, that's good.
I think that'll be nice.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice if you had a dick that was split down the middle, so like it doesn't need to be thick or whatever, because you're just like on both walls at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You just open it up. I guess that's what sharks do.
It's actually spectacularly thin.
It's really but thin, it's pushing but I'm on the touching walls. The walls. I'm like when you get the last bit of Vegemite out of a jar, it's doing that on both sides of the pussy walls.
Yeah, that's what I always heard, that you have to really scoop at the woman.
You have to scrape at the woman.
Yeah.
And then I put a button right above that just makes it spin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like one of those fairies that you get for Christmas when you're like six and you pull the string and it goes.
Man, I was always so jealous of kids who had those.
I had one of them. It was all chewed by a dog.
Before or after you
I only got hand-me-downs. This one was chewed when my eldest sister got it.
Uh-huh.
And the middle one was like, I don't fucking want this. So I got it. And I was like, yay.
Yay.
Yay, dog mouth.
Yay, good. Okay, good. We gave Demi the toy that she forgot she bit.
No. No.
You would have.
No. No. Yeah, Sally bit that.
I thought they were so cool. Because the whole thing with those is you could like rip the cord and then when it,
yeah,
and then go all the way up and then they'd slowly spin their way down.
It was really cool.
That was so sick.
Yeah,
because you could. I mean, there was two bits of fun there.
I used to spin
up
mine
down
as far up as I could go.
Yeah,
and then fucking chuck rocks as hard as I could at it.
Really,
see whether I could get it. And sometimes I did, and then I got in heaps of trouble because our next door neighbors were like, "What the fuck is your kid keep throwing pebbles in our fucking pool?" And I was like, oh, I'm just having a play. Just doing my best with what I've got.
Sorry, sir. I have two toys and one of them is a big bag of rocks.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm playing with my dog bit fairy.
Honestly, that's not as bad as I thought that would end up.
Mm.
Like, I was picturing you smashing a window for sure.
Nah.
God, did you ever have that moment when, like, you were playing with some friends and you just saw the ball go out of sight and then clang-a-dang-a-dang? You're like, oh!
Oh, it's just Norman walking past saying his catchphrase, clang-a-dang-a-dang.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Norman.
Get out of here, Norman.
What the fuck are you doing?
But did you ever, like, see a...
No, we didn't do window break. We did get in heaps of trouble once for leaving a skateboard at the end of the driveway of my friend Nick's house, and his mum drove down and didn't see it and snapped it in half and was like really angry about it. And then we were like, oh, well, we couldn't even really ride the skateboard, so now we've got two tiny seesaws. And then we would like just stand on them and go clack, 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 clack. Man, I wish we had some toys.
Fuck. Yeah, that sucks. Yep.
Well, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. Okay. We'll see you back here for more BigSoftTid.png right after this. Bag's not getting up and pressing the stop recording button.
Nope, I'm not doing it. We can just wait here.
Okay, I'm not doing it.
All right, well, second half.
Okay.
What's your favorite bin type?
Oh, has to be Rolly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, just the efficiency of it.
And because it looks like it's got a big mouth too.
I really do like that. Yeah. I like the efficient, because let me tell you this. Every time I've used one of those step-to-open bins, I feel like I'm in danger of breaking it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just because I'm like a big guy.
Well, no, because the small ones as well. It's like, yeah, you thought you had a good idea by putting a step-to-open bin. They're too light. It's, first of all, the button isn't even depressing unless I'm using it. But second of all, the little bin is just rocking towards me, hitting me on my fucking shin. Because you put the buttons, the bin's not fucking heavy enough because I haven't put all my, you know, stuff in it.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be.
Whatever she needs to throw out, and you don't need to worry about that.
So your favorite bin is Rolly.
Has to be Rolly bin.
Yeah.
With a bullet. How about you?
Larden.
Okay. I don't know how to approach telling you about... Honey, I think you might have a problematic fave.
It's Larden with trash.
Oh, I see. Okay. Phew. And we're back safe. All right.
Because he was a terrorist.
No. Well, now
trashy
it's confusing why it was a
fucking terrorist.
Your problem with him was that he wasn't.
He was too trashy. He was gauche.
He was a skank.
Yeah, he was a fucking skank. walked around with his short robes.
Yeah.
With his half his ass hanging out and his G-banger just right there. You could see all the lines on it. Because it wasn't even like he was wearing it so you couldn't see his, like he couldn't see the panty line. He was wearing it and then he was wearing like fucking nylon dresses that you could like see through. So you can still see it cutting into his skin because he was fucking slut.
The problem was that he was so tall, but he was still buying like regular fitted clothes.
Petite,
and so you'd see him out there and he'd be like pulling, he'd be pulling it down and it wouldn't be moving.
Yeah. It's not but moving, it, but like, he is, just right there is the action of pulling it down. He's like, don't look at my pussy.
Yeah.
Squangles, whatever his like cohort's names were.
Yeah, I think it probably was Bin like Laden Squangle. And Squangles, if
Bin
I remember.
Bin Laden and Squangles, what'll
we
they do?
We gotta get these two guys.
We're watching it here on Channel 2, it's a laugh.
Now.
That's our sitcom, Bin Laden and Squangles. You can play Squangles. What? No, I'll play Squangles.
No!
Yes.
Oh, I guess I should play the tall one.
Yeah. They have sex with each other at night.
Awesome.
And the day. Yeah.
That's the twist. Yeah. We found a couple who does it whenever.
Yeah. That's my secret, Squangles. I'm always fucking
Man. I would love to audition for that. God, there's nothing that makes me feel emptier in life than doing auditions.
Let's not talk about this.
Okay.
It's too much.
Okay.
It's too depressing.
I
hate them too.
I'm having trouble thinking about something that's not depressing. What about like
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
There we go. That little wooden cunt running around causing havoc, getting swallowed by shit.
I've never been swallowed by anything.
For real.
It is so easy not to be swallowed by anything.
This is why you're not like a regular boy, dude.
Bro, a lot of guys from those types of stories are getting swallowed by shit.
That's true, actually.
Jonah?
Well, I wouldn't lump him and Pinocchio in as the same type of story outside of the whale thing.
Why? What does Jonah do in the whale? I thought that was just like I'm in here.
Well, Pinocchio is a story like that's like a fairy tale, and Jonah is from the Bible, which is a factual account.
I actually didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a bit in the Bible where they're like, and then this. Yeah, okay, guys, I know we were talking about some other stuff, but you're not going to believe this.
Mm-hmm. That's really stupid.
Yeah, it was from back in the day. I can't remember what his actual thing was.
Oh, so that's why
finding, he's from the Bible.
Finding Nemo is an allegory for Christ.
Pardon?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Swallowed by a whale at one point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God, I hope Jonah and the whale is a Bible thing. I think it is.
Yeah.
But if I'm like 99% sure.
Yeah.
But that 1% possibility
that
I could just be like... This would be like me being like, oh yeah, that bit in the Bible where like there's a house made of gingerbread that Jesus has to like hit the wall of or whatever.
That bit in the Bible where Soldier Boy tells him.
Yeah, that would be really bad. That bit in the Bible where Marcus Fenix and the gang stand behind waist-high cover and kind of charge forward to kill the locusts.
That bit in the Bible where they accidentally blow Marvin's head off and they have to go to a guy's house played by the guy who directed the movie.
Gwenbin.
Klingon.
Klingon Tarantingon.
Klingon Bingon.
Hey, what's
Klingon
up, guys?
Klingon Bingon, stop saying that in. Don't please, do that. Please stop. Please. That. Please will you stop? Because you keep making the other guys say it too.
Now, Quentin, I just have to know. Are you a shoes off inside household? Of course I'm kidding. And I'll be taking these off. Hi, Quentin. Tom here. I'm just standing at the threshold of your house. I'm wondering. Maybe this is a crazy question. But are you okay with me to keep in these convos all stud? You're not? In your... Well, and I'll be asking my beautiful wife, of course, to be taking her beautiful pony heels or whatever the fuck off as well.
My wife, the centipede. Mm. Oh, you like her? Why? Why, Quentin?
Something's drawing your eye to my wife. My centipede wife.
Centipede?
Right? That's fun.
He did. Pisses like a horse.
Oh.
Squash.
Squash.
Squash. That's the sound it makes.
Squash. Centaurs are so cool.
Yeah, I know.
They'd be so tall. Even the shortest centaur is so tall because he's on horseback. And his
he
own
is
back.
Horseback.
Yeah.
Horseback and his back.
He is horseback.
He ride a horse, huh? Centaur on top? Would he be, I suppose he'd be holding on, would he be holding on with his horse legs to the front of the horse that he's riding? Or would he be holding on with his arms? Because if he's holding on with the horse legs, he's going to be leaning quite far back unless, I don't know, what do you think?
If he's riding a horse, okay, the ways he could do it are either like skitching with his human arms, like he's in fucking Tony Hawk. He's kind of just like, I know, locking his horse legs and getting dragged.
Getting dragged until they're nubs.
Yeah.
So then the horse feet are they're short enough that he can just slot on top of the other horse.
I guess you could like maybe put some wheels on like the horse's knees so like it can bend its knees and then it's just getting dragged really frictionlessly. Or yeah, it would be grabbing with its horse legs, I guess.
Be kind of hard, I think.
It would be difficult for sure. There's a reason that the centaur is mainly just a
roller skates out on the back horse legs, front horse legs on the seat of the horse.
Now this
human
I love.
Arms, human arms grabbing the reins.
Yeah, I love that.
Roller skates on the back horse legs. Yeah,
love that.
Yeah.
Also, I could make a slight edit here. His human arms are grabbing the reins, but the way he's doing it is identical to how Mr. Bean steers his Mini when he's steering it from a chair on top of the roof.
Okay, and now explain that. Is so wait
because he's
okay.
So far away because he's. It's not like he's like sitting a normal distance from
he
the
would
reins.
Be though because his horse body right.
Yeah.
This is horse there.
Yeah.
Right. This is centaur like that. Back legs back here. Right.
Yeah.
So horse centaur back legs back there. So then his horse chest is like a man's butt. So then those legs go over.
But the
and
horse
then human hands are holding on reins like normal.
But the horse's chest is much higher than a man's butt.
I guess so. But if we're going to do
he
it,
would be much higher.
If we're going to do it, Mr. Bean style, we might as well just have the entire horse stand. The centaur standing on the lower horse and then use it Mr. Bean style.
Yeah, that will work for me as well.
All right. I want to keep my rollerblades in my back pocket, though. Going to have to get bigger pants.
Hey, you know what? I'm really proud of you for getting rid of your roller skates.
Thanks.
No worries.
I'm proud of me, too.
That was a...
I wore them once and fell down. I was like, what the fuck?
That was...
How did this happen?
That was maybe the least fruitful COVID purchase.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Just being like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down to the car park every day and get good at roller skating.
Went down once and was like, okay, I need knee pads. Put the knee pads on once. Was like, these are annoying.
Yep.
Didn't do it again.
Yeah.
Still got the knee pads though. Use them for something, though, aren't I?
Yeah, you're always in danger. So yeah, that'll
true.
Be good for you to have protection. You
I'm
know,
bruised
kind of
as fuck.
Your body.
I'm bruised as fuck, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
God, these fucking scam calls, dude.
Don't be looking. What the fuck are you doing? We're
I was
recording.
Getting a call.
We're recording.
And I was getting a call on my phone.
Don't be looking at your phone while we're recording.
But sometimes it can be something important.
Like what?
Like a mechanized voice telling me that HSBC Bank is going to take me in jail.
Take you in jail?
Yeah, because I've, I don't know, done money.
You haven't, though. I know
I
that.
Haven't, but God knows they are... Up my ass.
Oh, no. Around the corner.
Yep.
Your ass got a corner? Damn, private.
Yeah, I can kind of hang out there and nobody can see what I'm doing up my ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd hang out up your ass. I bet it's warm.
I don't think it'd be good. I think it would be honestly pretty nasty up there.
You think?
Hey. Someone said, and this is a Patreon app, right?
Mm.
So someone said in the comments that they didn't find the gorilla frame that I put together for our Patreon episode. They said they didn't find that calming.
What?
Don't you think that's crazy?
Yeah, I really do.
I find it so relaxing to look at the lovely gorillas.
Me too.
Isn't that crazy how different we can be from people?
That's really wild.
The gorillas are so nice.
They are.
Anyway, let me know if that's like something that you also feel.
Is it the nipples?
It can't be.
Or is it the strength?
The gorilla's nipples do not stand out.
And the nipples aren't even strong, so it can't be the strength and the nipples, all right?
Mm.
You got that?
That's
Buster?
Right.
Buster?
That's right, Demi.
Mm.
Weird remembering that gorillas have breast milk.
They do, yeah. And
God,
little,
I bet
little,
that tastes good.
The little Rillos suck on them, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Get that milk out.
Yep.
Milk mummy. I'm a little rilla.
Coming up to a sleeping mama gorilla and just punching a straw through her tit like a fucking
boba tea.
Top of a... Yeah.
Yeah. hey, Mom, I'm kind of a little riller and I'm hungry for Mama Titty Milk. So if you could squeeze some of that on for me.
Wow, Demi. It's giving baby gorilla.
Thanks. I thought it would.
Demi is serving baby gorilla today.
Yeah. I stopped serving cunt. Oh, the bistro's out of cunt. It's all it's all baby gorilla now.
I'm in my flop era on account of I'm all out of cunt to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, a fresh new shipment of baby gorilla has come in.
Now, there's an idea.
Now, unfortunately, your performance was so terrible that we have decided to cancel all iterations of Drag Race. Even the Netherlands cannot have a version of Drag Race now, which actually probably for the best.
Anyway, so I
don't like thinking about the kind of blackface they would be getting into.
So I go on Drag Race Australia. I'm like, hey, my name's Kate Bushpig, and here's my fucking bit. Now, I dress as a baby rilla. And I hire a real gorilla to come out on the catwalk with me. Bloodbath. And then runs for 2 seasons after that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I hope I get on with my character, with my drag queen, Kath Ampersand Kim.
Wow.
Pretty good for something I just came up with.
Yeah, I like it. How about Catheter and Kim?
Man, I'm walking around with one of those things in just for fun.
Yeah.
It really saves on time.
Yeah.
Boy, I get all my peeing done without me even noticing. Yay!
It sucks that gunk out of there.
Yeah.
It sucks my thick piss right out into a bag.
Get out of there. Get out. Come on. Yeah. No more standing at the toilet for hours on end, waiting and waiting for my body to be like, it's time. No.
What about drag king name?
Yeah.
Cal ostomy bag.
Hey, that's nice.
That's where the poop goes.
It. You know what, Demi? It really is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And an Uncle Taff, and he'd be like, to all the little nephews and nieces, be like, hey, want to poke my bag?
Oh, no.
And they'd come up and they'd poke the bit of the shirt, and they're like, what's in there? And he was like, no.
No, Demi, no.
And they'd be like,
really?
Demi, what is in there? And I'd be like, I also don't know. I knew.
Demi, is that real?
Yeah.
Uncle Taff would have you poke his bag?
You want me to poke my bag? I'd poke. I knew what was in there. I was like, that's a bunch of turds. The little cousins were like, yeah, I'll poke your bag. Why is it there? Why do you have a bag?
Why do you have this?
It's just a bag I have.
Oh.
Okay. Maybe there's jelly beans inside.
Oh, jeez.
Well, in a way, yeah. In a lot of ways.
It depends on what was outside earlier.
Uh-huh. It's usually jelly beans or crisps.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Man, I remember this is weird moment just flashed into my head. One of my friends in like early high school had diabetes, and I remember him like giving me one of his jelly beans and me trying like one of his shitty like fucking glucose jelly beans or whatever, and me being like, ugh, I'm not jealous of you anymore. I think you're having like fun candy. They'd be like, oh yeah, this just sucks.
Princess Diabetes. Another one. You can have that.
That's another drag queen name. And
a lot of fun.
In fact, it's so funny. RuPaul is cracking up every time that she hears that. With that terrifying laugh that she can do now with not even... Unclear what part of her face is capable of moving
like
anymore.
Not even... Barely opening... Like, not opening the mouth more than half an inch, but somehow shriek laughing through that hole.
Going, ah, ha, ha. Usually they say you laugh with your eyes, but the eyes have been rendered pretty much motionless.
Yeah.
They have been detained by Sam Fisher and rendered completely incapable of movement.
What do you got left, bud?
Yeah. Man, that's so scary to see, like, people who get, like, kind of the short-sighted cosmetic surgery done.
Mm.
Like Courtney Cox, who now looks like some kind of revenant.
Oh, yeah.
At least in Scream 6.
Yeah.
Where they made her absolutely terrifying.
Hey, you look like a Fallout ghoul.
Yeah. She looks so scary.
What happened? And, like, obviously one of the prettier Fallout ghouls.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Well, she looks very scary.
She looks very scary.
It's really scary. Oh, well.
I wouldn't even make love to her that much.
I wouldn't even fuck her 9 times a night.
I wouldn't even go completely crazy on her body and let myself and her run wild with pleasure.
I wouldn't even rub Crisco oil over both of our bodies and then slide around her like a slippery snake.
No way would I open up to her about my deepest fantasies more than once or twice a night.
I would barely even let her put on the sharpest stiletto she can and stick it in my eye. Barely yeah. even.
For real. And it's because she's an unsightly...
Hag? Yeah.
So funny because like everyone from movie looks so beautiful in real life.
Except Courtney Cox.
No, everyone in movie. Everyone in movie is just like you see them in real life, you're like, Or conversely, you're like,
Yeah.
Because like it's similar to like circus clown makeup where it's like, oh yeah, you look like really beautiful when you're up on a big screen.
Yeah.
But in Because
they've done all that stuff to you. But in person, I'd barely even offer to live in your ear for a year. Courtney.
Yeah, for real. I would only just a little bit completely ruin my fucking life for 30 seconds in your snatch.
I'd only offer to be your toilet twice. All right, well.
Whatever number you want, honey.
Yeah.
Honey, my love.
Honey, my love, my sweetie pie.
They're so scary.
Yeah.
Odd people are scary.
Yeah.
You see an influencer in real life? That's crazy.
That's crazy, but also you won't see them for long because they've got a lot of stuff on and it's that make me think you're a robot.
Yeah, I don't know how people get stuff done.
No. God well, because they're psychos.
Yeah, I would love to be a psycho.
I think I'm happy how I am.
Mm, not me, but we covered
that. Okay, extremely sad. Well,
hey,
what kind of
listening.
Haircut, if you could just have it, like, no consequences, like...
Marge Simpson.
Okay.
Matriarch of the Simpson family.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Classic riff on a beehive. I'll be having the Marge Simpson, thank you.
What do you think Lisa's hair was meant to be the equivalent of?
I don't know. I think it's kind of like a messy...
I know what Bart's is meant to be, right? It's like spiky, like Eminem hair.
Yeah.
What the fuck were they going for with Lisa? No, nobody else, nobody outside of the Simpson family... has fucking hair like that.
Yeah.
Everybody else has like a fun take on like a normal hairstyle.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
Also really unsettling to have that many kids whose hair is the exact same color as their skin.
Yeah.
Ugh. Not great.
And also like Marge and Homer had brown hair when he was younger. Marge has blue hair. So what's going on there?
Yeah, that's right. I mean... Whatever's going on with them, I can tell you one thing. That family cracks me up.
Mm-hmm. And Maggie is Bart and Lisa's child, as I understand.
Yeah.
That's why she's blonde.
That's why she's so small.
Yeah, she's really small. Yeah.
Mother, father, we've made love.
All right. Taking it in stride.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
That's nice, kids.
Now I have an even smaller child. I'm not ready to be a grandpa.
Oh, I'm going to be a grandmother. Wait till Mr. Smithers hears about this.
I'm going to tell Mr. Smithers about my grandchild. Mr. Smithers, yes, I do have you on speed dial. You're 1 through 8.
Man,
number 9, Mr. Burns, so I can ask for Mr. Smithers.
That's really weird to think about Marge owning a mobile phone.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Something about that would feel really unsettling.
This is my mobile phone. I have one photograph in the pictures area. You'll never guess who it's of.
Oh, boy.
Well, he's got wonderful gray hair. And now he's got a wonderfully yellow skin. Not before, though.
Oh, well, we all grow and change.
Remember Blithers?
Yeah, I do.
We love Blithers.
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 Yeah, anyway, that's our take on The Simpsons.
Yep. Take on me.
Take on Marge.
Take Marge on.
Take on Marge.
I'll be gone.
Okay, that is. And there.
Walking
there
away. And walking back to Mr. Smithers, here I go away.
Demi, you're giving yourself.
And coming back to that Mr. Smithers.
This is the most damaging
the
thing
Mart
you can do to your.
Is where I meet my friend, Mr. Smithers.
This is the most damaging thing you can do to your voice.
Yeah.
It's like death metal growl, except some people like that.
It's giving Marge. Okay.
My drag queen name? Thank you for asking. Marge Simpson.
All right. Thanks for listening to TIFF. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. See you later this week for more YouTube watch alongs. Beep, blah,
beep, blah. Get up and press the button.
Why don't you do it?
Because you're closer.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You literally are. You got them
I'm
monkey arms.
Down.
Yeah, and now I am too.
Oh, don't lie down as well.
Na, 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 na.
Okay, I'll press the button.